Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Councillor Mkhwazi Mavashe, Chairperson of the Safety and Security Portfolio Committee and Councillor of Ward 113 in Cape Town, joins us. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and the listeners. Thank you for having me.
It is a great pleasure. So can you take us through what some of the changes really mean to the residents of Cape Town?
So this is the Streets and Public Places and Prevention of Nuisance. That is the name of the bylaw. Mm-hmm. It has been in existence since 2007, so it's more than 10 years old. What we have what we were changing is mainly constitutional amendments to try and bring the bylaw in line with the current constitutional alignment with the powers that were conferred by the Justice Minister in 2018, Justice Michael Masuta, in terms of prohibition, like sleeping in public places, and to ensure that an offer of a shelter of social assistance must first be made to a homeless person. And also the powers of law enforcement to ensure that we safeguard the right of dignity. So we made it law that our enforcement, our authorized officials must adhere to the right to dignity in terms of the constitution. But also we have ensured that there must be an offer for people that are living on the street to receive social assistance. So by that amendment, we're making it law. So we're the only city in the country that has legislation that now it's a law. So they must be offered and they must be treated with very soft hands. Mm. They must be the intention is to gear them away and get them create jobs for them to ensure that they are reunited with their families, because we believe that no one deserves to live his life on the street. So we don't want them to live in the street. So through not wanting that, we are offering this social package with two jobs, through reunited with their families, through drug abuse treatment centers, using our NGOs. We've got about 36 NGOs that are working with us in terms of drug abuse assistance. So it was on a constitutional amendment, and geared on assisting homeless persons that are living on the street.
So does this make it easier or more difficult to enforce the law? In other words, if somebody has a shop on Main Road Seapoint, and somebody decides, well, that's where they're going to be sleeping. Now that these laws have been enforced, I mean, I get the fact that everyone's entitled to dignity, but does it make it more difficult for law enforcement or easier for law enforcement to ask that person to remove themselves?
It won't make it difficult. They will be removed. Remember, the social development now they've got a database or has packaged them. They know who sleep where. So that offer is made. And then what the next step is, then they will transfer the file to law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. Then law enforcement repeat that offer. But upon refusing, then you are committing an offense. Then these powers that are spoken about enables them to act immediately. So it won't be difficult. Remember, in the old bylaw, they were acting without an offer anyway. Mm. They were acting without it. So it's just a consultation that we have we have inserted in the bylaw that talk to these guys, provide an alternative to a shelter. Offer an alternative to a shelter. So if you refuse that I don't want to go to a shelter, then you are committing an offense.
Right. And are these shelters available? Are there enough shelters for people who might require them?
Yes, there's always more than 10 beds unutilized every day, every night.
Wow.
So they are enough. Remember our intention, as I said before, our intention is not to create big institutions of shelters where people must sleep. Mm. We want these people not to sleep in shelters. They must go back to society. They must be earning money. So we're not going to match the number of homeless people with the number of available beds. Because it means we are not progressing as a country, as
it's
a
true.
City. We will be creating slums. We want to create viable lives for these people. We want to have them to have livelihoods. We want them to pay tax. So they must work. They must stop using drugs. So therefore, the better, the more you reunite them, the more you make them progressive, the lesser homeless people you have.
Right. And
so our programs are geared towards that. So that's why I'm saying we have enough beds. There's 10 beds, even in the Kulimbok, under the bridge in Cape Town, 10 free beds every night, which means there are some people that are choosing not to be on the safe space. So through this new amendment bylaw, we are very sure that we will be able to achieve that without being accused of being anti-poor and without being also accused of not adhering to the rights of persons.
Right.
That's why we made this amendment.
So this seeks to balance. Do you think that this is something that other municipalities might take up?
Absolutely. I'm encouraging them, yes, John. I'm encouraging them to the board. We're the only municipality that is having this bylaw, and this is really a milestone that we have achieved. I'm encouraging them to really use this. Other bylaws, I must say, other by Durban and Johannesburg, they are very, very, very harsh. But we always wonder in Cape Town, why are these municipalities not taken to court? Why is this pressure only in Cape Town? Besides Cape Town having offering all these social components. Remember, we had this 3 years ago, we had the partnership with the waterfront, VNA waterfront. They were employing these people before this COVID-19 saga. They were employing these people. So we have had a connection and a link and a program in place in Cape Town. The other municipalities, they remove. Devon, if there's an operation to remove, they will just remove homeless. In Johannesburg, the same. They will remove and share pictures on Facebook. Nobody challenges them. But in Cape Town, I don't know. I really don't know. Is it a paid campaign? Is it because we have parliament here?
Well, I have to tell you, it was very interesting because I saw a comment on Twitter yesterday, in fact, and I actually laughed when I saw it because it was a motorist complaining about a road in Cape Town that needed to be fixed and because it was very bumpy and it wasn't great. And I laughed because we live in Joburg and if we could find just one road to complain about, we'd be the happiest residents in the world. You know, the fact that the Cape Townians, residents of the city of Cape Town, can find one road to complain about. I wanted to, you know, and I didn't want to get into it with them. I just didn't feel like fighting on Twitter. But I wanted to say you are really blessed down in Cape Town if you can find one road to complain about. Exactly.